Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about dogs these days with stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. So how do dogs do it anyway? They act as our therapists. They manage to brighten even the darkest days. They're frequently hilarious, and sometimes they're even superheroes, and they make great companions, helping us to achieve our goals with their steadfast company. But what about when we are deprived of their company, when they get lost? It's heartbreaking, and it's happened to most dog owners at some point. But the dogs usually make it home eventually, although it is incredibly stressful along the way, especially for those poor lost dogs. So today we're going to talk about lost dogs, the ones who come home fast and the ones who come home way too slowly. Sue Ellen Sanders tells us about one of those mercifully short lost dog incidents. It happened on her wedding day, though, so it was a pretty dramatic event. The day had already been filled with other kinds of drama. Sue Ellen's veil catching on fire in the church, a drenching rain soaking everyone as they exited the church, but the wedding reception was great anyway. But then when Sue Ellen and her husband got home at midnight, ready to fly off to their honeymoon in the wine country the next day, there was a problem. Their Australian shepherd dashed outside when they opened the front door. They quickly put down all the wedding gifts they were carrying and chased after her, Sue Ellen in her wedding gown and her groom in his fancy suit. Sue Ellen says, "And that's why my husband and I spent the first hour after our wedding reception, tired, wet, and more than slightly drunk, running around the neighborhood, calling desperately for a dog named Honey. They finally found her, sopping wet, and brought her home. Sue Ellen still wonders what her neighbors must think of that bride in a wet, muddy wedding gown who was roaming their neighborhood late one night calling out, 'Honey! Please come home. Honey, where are you?'"
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Linda Newton shares another lost dog story with us, one that was a little hairier, actually a lot hairier, as it involved her cats too. Linda and her family had moved to a remote parcel of land in the Sierra foothills and adopted two cats that they found living on their property. They weren't sure if the cats would get along with their senior dog, Lacey, but it turned out that they got along great right from the start. Lacey let them drink from her water bowl and sleep in her dog bed. As Lacey continued to age, her cat friends stayed close. When an arthritic Lacey would hobble out to greet Linda when she drove home, the cats would accompany her. On top of the arthritis, Lacey started to get disoriented. She was experiencing a form of dementia, just like humans, and Linda was worried that the dog would go out and get lost. And that's exactly what happened one Thursday night when Linda's teenagers got busy with a house full of friends from their church youth group and they forgot to watch the dog. By the time Linda and her husband realized that Lacey was gone, it was dark. They searched till midnight to no avail. Friday morning, the entire family joined in the search before school and work. but there was no Lacey. And that night, no Lacey either. Linda went out Saturday morning to start the car, and she couldn't believe her eyes. Lacey was coming in the distance with one of the cats on each side of her, nudging her along and guiding her up the long driveway. When they got to the porch, all three animals lapped up the water in their bowl. No one knows how far they had to go to find their dog friend or how long it took them to bring her home, but those two rescued cats saved the day. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. You can find all our books, including this one, on Amazon for sure, and also a large selection of our new and older titles at Barnes & Noble. Newer books, including Me and My Dog, are also at Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. And we're already looking for dog stories for our next collection of those, plus stories about a variety of other topics. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on the Books pull-down menu, then click on Submit Your Story, and we'll show you everything we're working on, and we'll guide you through the process of how to submit your story. And then maybe you will become one of our published authors. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new coloring book, filled with art to color and stories to read, all about the magic of cats. And by the way, this episode you've just listened to, this is my 999th one. I've been sharing these stories with you for the last 8 years, all recorded and edited by the wonderful sound engineers at Hanger Studios in New York City. Our next episode will be number 1,000, and we're pretty excited about that milestone.